Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Apostle Paul writes in verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." What? Wait a minute. Now, just wait a minute. What does he mean about what we've done in the body? We've been saved by Jesus Christ and what he has done. That doesn't sound very Lutheran to me. So let's look at the text. Let's read through it together. Let's examine it. Let's begin with verse 1. "For we know that if the tent, that is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." He's talking about our earthly bodies. And at some point, our bodies here on earth, our earthly homes, will be destroyed. They are temporary, like a tent. Have you ever camped in a tent? I have a few times, and maybe your experience is different than mine, but for me, tent camping is like this. No matter where you lay your sleeping bag, there happens to be a large stick right in the middle of your back. And the wind, it just whistles through the seams, the flaps, and the zippers of the tent. And you can never seem to be quite warm enough, or just the opposite. You are way too hot. By morning, the sides of the tent are moist with condensation, and a simple touch causes a drip to roll down and land in your sleeping bag. And then if it rains, if it storms, well, just a year ago, all seven of us went tent camping, and we ended up on the floor of our cousin's trailer because of a storm. You see, you are never quite comfortable or at home in a temporary dwelling like a tent, or a temporary dwelling like our earthly bodies. So God has given to us an eternal home, an upgrade to the stately heavenly mansion, an immortal body that he himself has restored. Think about it. Think about living in a mansion. From the outside, it will be majestic and elegant, grand and permanent. And from the inside, you are protected from all those elements that can be so unsettling in a tent. You can't hear the wind howl, nor the thunder or see the lightning. There is no condensation or leak, and you live and sleep in perfect comfort. No aches, no pains. This will be your new body, your heavenly immortal home, beautiful on the outside, perfect on the inside. Wouldn't we want to have that eternal dwelling now? Wouldn't we want to move out of the tent and into that brick mansion? Verse 2. "For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling." Yes, we do want to put on that heavenly dwelling. We want to move out of the tent and into that permanent mansion that awaits, but there's a catch. You see, in eternity, we will all receive what is due. Either a permanent heavenly dwelling, that is, our bodies glorified, or our bodies stripped bare of any heavenly glory, for some will be found naked. Paul continues, "For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. And while on this earth, in this temporary dwelling of this mortal body, we groan, feeling the weight and the burden of sin that is within our flesh. It weighs us down. It ages our bodies. It slows our steps. It puts creaks in our bones, wrinkles on our skin, shades over our eyes, and mufflers on our ears. And then, when we move into our permanent heavenly dwelling, this current temporary tent in which we groan is not stripped away. Rather, it is further clothed. It is upgraded. It is perfected. It is swallowed up by life, eternal life, immortal life. So why in eternity would some be found naked and others be further clothed? And here we've gone full circle. We're back to our original question when St. Paul says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Note, first of all, that all of us must appear before the judgment seat. No one will escape. And it is before this judgment seat that each of us will receive a key to that glorious heavenly mansion or will be left naked. All based on what is done in the body, whether good or evil. And this gets us to scratching our head and to begin to ask a bunch of questions. Good Lutheran questions like, what does this mean? What does this mean? In order to inherit the heavenly mansion, we must do good in the body. Are we really judged and rewarded based on what we do? If that's the case, then how can we ever be certain that we have done enough? How can we know that on our personal scale of justice, the good things that we have done outweigh the sinful things? And What about those unintentional sins? Like when you blurt out something, you speak without speaking, and you hurt somebody's feelings? You might not even realize you hurt their feelings. Do those count against you? Do they? Well, they weren't intentional. Or what about those sins of neglect? Like when you know that somebody needs help and we don't help them. Or there's somebody that we know that we should do something for someone, but we ignore it or we get lazy. Does that count as something bad done in the body? Because we didn't actually do something? Or what about a number of good things in the body, and then we do one really bad thing? Does that wipe away all the good things? Are there different weights to good and bad things? If we do several good things and one bad thing, are we wiped clean? Do we have to do several really good things to wipe clean a bad thing? Hey, we're only fooling ourselves as these questions revolve and we continue asking and asking and asking without listening. For there is an answer. We can never do enough good in the body to receive the glorious heavenly dwelling. Count them however you will. We all fall short of the glory of God. So then how can we receive it? Paul gives us the answer in the very next verse. Verse 5. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. You see, left on our own, we cannot do any good thing. But God can. And it's God who does them. Christ does it by taking our sin, our evil deeds, into His body. For He who knew no sin became sin, taking your sin into His body, leaving no sin behind, no evil deeds in you. For Christ, He's taken them all. And God looks on you on judgment day, and all He sees are the good deeds that the Spirit has done through you and your body, because Christ has taken away all the evil deeds into His body. Verses 6 and 7. So we are always of good courage, We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We see through the eyes of faith. And in faith, we see that all of our bad deeds are taken away into the body of Christ upon the cross. And in faith, we see that the Spirit is the one who does good deeds through our body. And therefore, in faith, we see that heavenly dwelling, that perfect body, which is waiting for us. Yes, we are of good courage. And we would rather be away from the body and home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. Verses 8 and 9. You see, it's like living in a tent down in the valley of a campground. And up on the hill is a stately mansion that you can see, a glorious mansion. And you know that you have a reservation there. There's a room there that's waiting for you. But you must wait. And in the meantime, you will persevere and live in the tent in the valley of the shadow. Yes, when the storms come through, the wind whips through the flaps of the tent, and the rain drips in through the seams, the bones creak, the eyesight fails, and the step slows. Yet you persevere, knowing that at some point it is a guarantee that you will move up. You will leave this temporary tent and move into the grand, permanent, heavenly dwelling, your glorious body. But before that happens, before you move up, you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It cannot be avoided. And then you will receive what is due to you. And what is due? A permanent heavenly dwelling, a glorious body, because Christ has taken away all the evil deeds in the body, His body. And the Spirit has done good through your body by faith. Live in that assurance. Be of good courage that this temporary dwelling in which we groan will be replaced by an eternal heavenly dwelling. It will be because of what Christ has done in His body. Amen. Now let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. We worship our God.